You know, I was busy during your first sports. I'm going to be completely honest with you, okay? So I don't know if you mentioned or not that the NBA season opens tonight.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, Scott. I mean, it's such a short little thing, you know, because, you know.
It's here today and gone tomorrow.
They don't get, a lot of time for publicity. And, you know, and these guys, you know, they need publicity.
Three games are on the opening night docket. Miami at Boston.
And nothing else matters besides Miami, though,
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Phoenix at Portland. And Houston.
Houston, the Rockets.
Is that big, tall Chinese guy's foot all right now?
He's supposed to be okay.
All right. At the L.A. Lakers.
I don't know if that was insensitive or not, but the big Chinese guy's foot.
Did you know who I was talking about?
Yeah, it was Yao Ming.
I know.
Yeah.
So there. He knows a lot more he knows a lot more English than I know Mandarin, though. I mean, he's doing a pretty good job. Man.
That's true.
Hey,
let me say, I still got another sportscast to go. Tell me. I only do the Texas team. Houston's playing who?
L.A. Lakers.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at the Lakers. They'll be at the Staples Center.
Okay, NBA season starts tonight.
Got that? All right.
Oh, yeah, and the Rockets are at the Lakers.
There you go.
That's a look at sports I'm talking
about. All right.
Okay, got my ending. Thank you.
Just want to mention this to you again so that you'll know.
Houston at Lakers.
You got it. Okay.
Thank you.
The Wall Street Journal reports the White House has some thoughts about eliminating or reducing the ability to deduct the interest paid on a mortgage from your federal tax returns.
Also for bringing that up again.
I just want people to know also on the table will be child tax credits and the ability of employees to pay their portion of the health insurance tab with pre-tax dollars. The deficit commission's going to have their little thing out.
Oh.
What? You happy?
Just
1-2. Just 1-2 punch. I mentioned that.
Why not just tell everybody, you know, in the middle class, just come out and say, we're going to tax you into the ground.
Yeah. Oh, and look, these are the ones that we know. Now, here's the other thing is talk to your folks who are closer to being done than they started, all right? It'd be the older folks. Talk to them about the,
talk about done with life or done with kids?
You're done with life.
Oh.
Talk to them about the estate tax and, how that's going for you. And what are you going to do with your investments? Yeah, believe me. These people are digging around with searchlights trying to find every pile of money that they possibly can so they can take some of it. Because I believe I think he's the current president of the United States, says some of you people have just earned enough.
You know who I am.
That's right. Some of you people have earned enough. Is that right? Well, how very nice of you to decide how much we should be able to make.
I would love to, if he was to say that we've earned enough in my house, then I would invite him to sit down the next time we pay bills.
Yes. Yeah. Please, come on down and let's look at this because you know, one of the things we didn't talk about last night and probably should have, because I know that there are people out, we try to ask the questions that people would think of, is I didn't hear either candidate last night talk about we need to stop spending money. You know what I'm saying? Let's just raise the debt ceiling again. Well, you know, hey, Chase, you want to raise the debt ceiling in your house?
I'd love to.
Tom, how about you?
Absolutely.
Me too. Can we just have money? If you'll just drop a bag of money off and let us just go ahead and do that. No place do they say let's live within our means.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't want to do that. That's un-American. That's un-American.
That's right.
That.
Hey, now my debt ceiling's at about $3,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's quite a bit less than U.S. America.
Sure, wouldn't you like to go ahead and spend a little bit more?
Oh, I would.
Yeah. I mean, we'd to do that.
You know, and I'm sure my credit card company would raise my limit because, I'm such a good payer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We'd like to do our part to kind of get the economy rolling again. So if they, and not just us, not just the three of us. I mean, everybody who's listening, let's go ahead and just get as much as we can. What?
Yeah, hey, Scott, was there sand left on the floor last night after the soft shoe routine you saw?
Yeah. Hello there.
Now, Chase, you can save money places. You don't need cable. Now, people who are on assistance need cable because they have to do something while they're eating all that food that the government bought.
Whoa, yes. All right. Cast that wide net. Hello.
See if y'all touch on the prop 2 and 3 on the property tax, the state property tax.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll have a look at that. I haven't, I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't read, well, I hadn't taken a stand on it.
Well, now, both candidates, they came out last, if I remember, they both came out against the estate tax, is that right?
Yes. But anyway. Right. Let me go back just for a second, digress for just a second. The reason I mentioned the mortgage thing again is because I'm going to talk to Elliot Eisenberg in about a half an hour. Elliot's doing a presentation today, Does Growth Pay Its Way? And, again, Elliot was here 3 years ago when everybody was happy and life was good and grass was green and you bought a house and it always went up in price. Remember those days?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? There's a guaranteed winner? You know, there are a lot of places in America that's not happening anymore. So, anyway, we'll talk to him a little bit about that stuff. In the meantime, while we're talking about... Oh, wait. The phone is lighting up. Did we say something that made you want to comment? Hi there. How are you?
Hey, did you know that with Obamacare now, with your federal spending, your medical spending account, you have to have a prescription to get Tylenol now?
Oh, yeah, well, if you want them to pay for it, I guess, huh? Interesting. Hello.
One of your callers mentioned the propositions on the ballot.
Yes.
I think he's a victim of the emails that are circulating. There are no propositions on the ballot.
That's an excellent point. Thank you. Well, that's kind of why I waffled. I didn't remember voting on any propositions for that. So.
Well, this may go back to platform issues that were in the primaries, but, I don't think there are any.
No, there's been a proposed increase in a state property tax has been proposed. They're thinking about it. They're talking about it. They're waiting to see if that trial balloon is going to float or not. Hello?
Yeah, regarding the health care vote with Chet Edwards, what is your recollection? My recollection is that the votes were already counted and Pelosi was already pretty sure that they had that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I understand. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. That gets into partisan stuff, okay? Anyway, the amount of money that NBA players make, right? Because did I tell you the NBA season starts tonight?
I think you did.
Okay.
Party's at your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. For instance, LeBron James will make $100 million with the Miami Heat, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Sam Bradford, who we used to see play here in College Station, Texas,
right,
too often, made $50 million before he ever threw a pass in the NFL. Wall Street Journal runs the numbers. Yes.
I've never thrown a pass in the NFL.
Yeah.
Where's my money?
Yeah, or at Kyle Field, for that matter, have you? Exactly.
Not in the game, anyway.
Yeah. No. I actually have thrown a pass. Yeah. But.
Okay, the Wall Street Journal runs the numbers on some non-traditional competitions and discovers that some of these other athletes are doing pretty well. Professional Bull Riders Tour, for example.
Yeah.
Doesn't have quite the audience that the NFL does.
Yeah.
But the top riders make $8 million an hour.
Yeah, but unlike Sam Bradford, you got to stay on the bull.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Sam Bradford, is in some peril, but LeBron James doesn't have the threat of a 2,000-pound animal stepping on his face.
No, that's why you give your kids golf clubs and tennis rackets.
Exactly.
Okay? I mean that way you kind of got control of your environment.
That's right.
The country's best professional bowler. Best professional bowler.
Oh, yeah.
Works about an hour a week at a rate of $152,000 per hour. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the champions of, I hate to end with this, the champions of Major League Eating, which, of course, is really a sport. And if you listen to Clip Howard, you know that. I mean, they've got a tour or something like that. They apparently make about $17,296 an hour.
I thought you were going to say a chew.
Mm. Yeah. The entry-level workers of the weird sports world, professional scrabblers.
Ooh, professional
really?
Scrabblers.
Hey, have you seen it on ESPN?
No. I haven't had insomnia.
It was on the Deuce like 3 years ago.
Really?
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, would be
Goal! Yeah. Oh.